You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 10. Stay tuned. Welcome to Beyond the High Road, a podcast dedicated to healing your heart and life following the grief of alienation. I'm your host, Shelby Milford, a twice-certified life coach specializing in post-traumatic growth. I'm also a target parent who felt like my identity in this world left me on the very same day that my sweet child did. After hitting my emotional bottom, I devoted the next 6 years to research and personal growth. Using proven concepts based heavily in neuroscience and psychology, I developed my own playbook for reintegrating with life and reframing my role as my daughter's mother in the midst of living apart from her. I went from feeling agonized, helpless, and directionless to feeling energized, confident, and most importantly, at peace. Today, I get to help other parents like you to do the same. If you're experiencing the effects of alienation and you're ready to heal, then this show is my love letter to you. Stay tuned. Hey guys, today we are talking about your identity. I have been thinking about this ever since recording last week's episode on the Bill of Rights. And one of the points or rights that I talked about was rebuilding your life and rebuilding you, like all of it, you know, your career. And I thought about it then, and it was heavy on my heart today as I'm walking my dogs. It occurred to me that some of you may be in the boat that I was also in at one point. To be honest, I'm still in to one degree or another here or there, right? Is that you might be suffering a sort of identity crisis, not knowing who you are or how you fit in this world now that your role as a primary caretaker or even as a caretaker, it's one of those fundamental roles, right? And however long you played that part in your life, and all of a sudden for it to be gone can be potentially earth shattering. And I mean, after me, it was earth shattering. So it's like, then you're like, well, who the fuck am I, right? What is my purpose? What do I do with myself now? I don't know who I am without being, you know, my child's mom or dad, right? The way that I see it is that we have a few choices here. We could stay in that place of confusion and that place of bewilderment of like, I have no clue who I am. Or I can be pissed about it or feel sorry for myself. Yeah, I'm nobody without my child. Or you can do it in a way that serves you. You can decide to get curious about that. Like, who am I? It's just a shift in your tone, the way that you ask yourself the question. Right? You can ask that question, the same words, and have a different tone to it. And it can mean an entirely different thing. Well, who am I now? Versus, who am I? Who am I? Who was I? I think we spend so much of our lives from childhood up adopting ideas from those around us, from our own moms, dads, and the kids at school, what have you. And we don't really, feel like I was talking about this either to a client or maybe in one of the episodes recently where, you know, we don't often think about the beliefs that we adopt and didn't just carry with us for decades. We just don't bother to clean out our brains, right? We don't bother to look at what we're thinking about on a daily basis, right? We're so used to doing it, thinking certain ways that it's become habit. And those habits, many of them are not useful. Maybe at one time they were, but they're not useful anymore. You know, the thoughts that you think on repeat do become your identity. And so I think it's really important to not only to look at what they currently are, but also to decide on purpose what you want them to be. So decide on purpose who you want to be and how you want to see yourself, how you want to show up, instead of sort of slipping into a role accidentally because we were at the effect of somebody else's thoughts about us or somebody else's doing, right? And us being target parents and most of us being the on the victim side of the abuse. This is something that we often, without even realizing it, used to define us. Right? This is part of our own dialogue. Oh, well, my type is narcissist. That's what I used to say. Oh, I never knew I had a type before, but now I realize that my type is trust fund baby narcissist, right? I don't know if I said it exactly like that, but yeah, it's humorous now, but that's really truly like, it was like this low hum working in the background of my mind. I didn't necessarily think those things on purpose or think them out loud, but that's really truly what I did. And so what did I find in my life, right? What did your parents say to you that stuck that you're still thinking today? And now that we're adults, and now that you, like I was saying last week, now that, you know, the building has come crashing down, you're rebuilding your life. You're starting that process again. So why not do it and identify yourself is how you choose to identify yourself, right? Not because you've sort of acquiesced into some role that you thought you were supposed to be in, this role that you were supposed to take or something, right? You have the power to define how you relate, connect to the rest of the world. You're not somebody because your parents brought you up, and even because you are your child's parent. You are who you define yourself to be. And that is so important. I say this, once you have the awareness, right? Once you start to become aware, you can't go back, right? So now that you are in this position where you're wanting to better yourself, you're trying to find meaning, you're wanting to make good, find purpose out of what is going on with you. That's what I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast anyway, then you can't really go back to pretending like nothing, like being oblivious. I mean, you can, but it's just not going to be, you're not going to want to put up with it. Even like the subconscious part of you is going to be like, yo, there is a better way. We were starting on that path, right? You got to go back over there. You get a lot of nudges, right? To go back. It's like, you can't really not look at this without having a lot of suffering to go along with it. So like, what are the things that are defining your character? What is it that you are listening to that is you? And what traits do you think that maybe you just settled into because somebody else defined you in that way? What did you just listen to because your mom told you, oh, you're not that good at math, but you're really great at writing? And so your whole life, just because your mom said that one time, like made one observation during one snapshot moment in second grade, you allowed that to define you. There's nothing wrong with mom for saying that, by the way. Just wanted you to don't like get all ass bent out of shape. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem that she said that. She likely said that unknowingly, right? And even if she didn't, it's fine. It just means that more growth for you. You just, now you know to look at those things, right? Like, what have I been allowing to define me? Because the great thing about us as humans is that we are creators. Every one of us is a creator, right? Even if you want to say, see, here's another one. Oh, well, I'm not creative. I don't have a creative bone in my body. I've heard that from a lot of people. Like, I can't even count how many clients have said something very similar to that. I can't even draw a stick figure. That's what people define as creative, but creative can mean so many different things. We as human beings, that's what we are. We are creators, right? So don't ever let yourself tell you that you're not. You may not have explored that part of you, but if you haven't, I strongly urge you to do so, because you're missing out on the greatest part of you. It's there. You just have to try it on. Like, you go and you try on new outfits at the store, right? And if one doesn't fit, then you put it on the rack. And it's not like you're like, oh my God, that just ruined me. Doesn't fit. Well, most of the time anyway, unless there's an identity problem with your weight. But it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. If an outfit doesn't work, you put it back on the hanger. The lady puts it away for you and you get a new outfit. Try that one on until you find one that fits, right? It's the same thing with this. Try on new things until you find the ones that feel right for you. And like with alienation, and maybe you went to court, and maybe if you were like me, I had a judge that, I mean, I had the pleasure of visiting with many judges over the years, but one of the last judges took it upon himself to make these verbal conclusions about me that, well, they harmed me for a long time because I didn't know any better. I allowed his character judgments to define me, to categorize me, and limit me. Anyway, so any of those judgments made on you that you've allowed to define you until now, the alienating parent might have, chances are, they've said a lot of derogatory things to you, about you, and whether they have influenced your thoughts about you, my bet is, and this isn't always the case, if you've managed your mind around it and not allowed to creep in to the fabric of your identity, then cheers, hats off to you. That is a learned skill that most of us weren't fortunate enough to have learned. What did they say? Like, if you're sitting around McDonald's, you know, every day, all the time, at some point you're going to eat a burger. That is literally how we all have lived up until the point when we decide we're going to learn how to manage our own minds. We grew up just acting on instinct, just doing what was modeled to us without ever thinking about whether we want to adopt those things as our own habits. So we've become a product of our environment, right? Same thing with this. If you're hearing constant from, you know, the alienating parent or your children that you are this, that you are this, right? It's very black and white with them too. Chances are that even though you're, especially if you're resisting the judgment, it gets into your subconscious and then you're telling yourself that, or you're looking for evidence to how you might be that thing, right? That derogatory comment. So the way that we fix it, like I was saying, is to really take a look at all of your definitions of yourself. Like the best way to do this is by daily thought downloads, I call them, okay? Journaling, basically. But you don't have to do it in long form. You can write little bullet points. It's like a brain dump. All of the thoughts that are currently in your head without thinking. Set a timer, 5 minutes, go. And just everything that's in your brain for that 5 minutes, dump it out in paper. Even if it's like, I don't know, blah, 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 and you're writing blah, blah, blah out, that's okay. Because eventually, within that time frame, stuff will start to come out. And sometimes you will be amazed because the things that will come out, you don't even realize that you're thinking them on so much of a default, especially if you look at like a 7 day period. After 7 days, look at it in 30 days and see what the general theme is with regard to the thoughts bouncing around up there in your head. So this is how you become aware of your thoughts about you, okay? And then as you're becoming more aware, you'll start to notice them when you're having them as opposed to just writing them down. Oh my gosh, wait, I just wrote that down earlier, because by writing it down, you've gotten some distance from it. So then when you're thinking it, your brain like flags it, right? Oh, hey, we know that one. We saw that earlier today on the paper, right? So this is a good way to start. And then it's deciding what you want to really believe about yourself. Deciding who you really want to be in this world, because you can reinvent yourself at any time, all the time, ongoing. And there is nothing wrong with that. Like I was also talking about on the Bill of Rights, right? You're not a hypocrite for reinventing yourself. In fact, you are evolving. You are an evolved person. Okay. So you want to decide who you want to be, right? And that for right now could be, I'm deciding that I'm going to try out who I am, who I want to be, what I like. I'm trying new things. I'm a person who tries new things. I'm a person who likes to try new things. It's possible that I could be a person who likes to try new things, right? Okay. So you guys, I'm actually on a walk with my dogs right now as I'm recording this. So hopefully I can fix the audio so it doesn't sound so bad, because I would have to re-record this. Anyway, so if I sound out of breath, that's probably why. Okay. So let's say you don't fully know who you want to be or who you are or what you want to try, right? Once you have sort of responded to the current self with, okay, I'm going to go try some new things, then go out and try those new things systematically, right? And give each one of those things a good go of it, right? And like, don't limit yourself. I mean, like you can, obviously, I don't need to tell you what to do and what not to do. But if you really want to give it a go, then like try to have the best attitude you can about it. Try to stay curious about it. Like if you're staying in a place of curiosity or fascination, then you won't be in judgment. Okay. So curiosity and fascination are the best two emotions you can curate, right? Shifts in perception you can go to in order to stay in a learning mode, in a positive, searching, results-oriented mindset. Okay. All right. So and then you're going to just keep trying, like you're trying on clothes, like I was saying in a dressing room, you know, until you find the ones that you decide that you want to try for more times, right? Like say you're a risk taker and so you decided you wanted to jump out of planes. And it could be that you try it for a month. You did like it for a while. And then you decide, okay, I don't know if I want to like this enough to become, you know, master at it. Right? That's okay. That's also okay. You were a person who tried out skydiving. You are a person who tried out skydiving. And now you're moving on to the next thing, right? The reason this is so beautiful is one, you are keeping yourself moving. And when we are in action, we are not in depression. So the more that we act, put one foot in front of another, we're gaining momentum. And with momentum, up goes the spirit, up goes your mood, up goes the can do, right? Up goes your esteem, Then you start meeting people. And you know what else? Then it has nothing to do with your alienation situation and you being a quote unquote alienated parent. Because the point of this is that this whole thing is your identity does not have to remain as I am an alienated parent. I'm a victim of abuse, survivor of abuse. The thing is we can be a victim of something, but when we're a victim to it, then we're fucked, right? So if you can start to broaden the areas of your life, the sources of joy, the sources of learning, motivation, you know what I'm saying? Those things, then you're off to a really good start, okay? This will really help you to deepen not only your knowledge of who you are, obviously, that's the point, right? But it's also going to deepen your love and respect for yourself. Because, so I know for me, I had no clue who I was without my daughter, right? I am a mom, but I mommed really fucking well. I know that. Like, I know that in my being, right? Where if you're one of those moms that was like, I'm a so-so mom, that's okay. In fact, nobody is the perfect mom or dad, right? We all were human, we're fallible. But like, I loved being a mom. Every age was better. Every day was different and newer and new things happened. It was like, I had found my purpose, right? And so when it wasn't my purpose anymore. Well, it was always my purpose, but when I couldn't exercise my right to my purpose, I literally had an identity crisis. I had this like meltdown for years. Who I was then was a mom who was robbed of her right to mother her daughter. And I was a victim. And that was all I had. Oh, I was an artist and I was a former fitness professional, you know, for darn near 20 years. But what I really concentrated on, my focus was of the have not, what I had lost. My brain lived in the catastrophizing of it. And of course it did, right? It makes so much sense that it would, because holy shit, this is like, it's like I said earlier, earth shattering, right? So, but I found like no matter how many therapy sessions I went to, no matter how much I talked about the problem of the alienation, especially when I talked about the problem of alienation, I wasn't feeling better. In fact, I just felt traumatized, like perpetually traumatized. And so my approach is maybe not as traditional as, you know, others, but like I really found that looking at my opportunities to move from the victimhood that I was in. And I say this like almost gingerly when I say it, because I know that sometimes pisses people off, but it is what it is. Like I'm sharing my experience about it. And I tell you how it changed for me and how I started to succeed and started to earn a living again and love myself, like myself again, like totally like myself. It happened when I decided to change my narrative about me, about how the world around me worked, about my role on this earth, right? My role in my child's life, my role, how I connect with people, you know, around me, whether I connect with people around me or not. It all was dependent on my perspective, on how I choose to identify myself in this world, who I choose to be. And I choose to be the after part of the story. Right? Not the before me, but I'm always striving to move to the after story, right? The evolved me who has gone through a shit ton of hard times, but is using those times because they're there regardless, right? I can either bitch and moan and kick and scream and sit in the trauma, or I can use it to my benefit, right? And so I choose the latter after many, many years of choosing to stay in the trauma, okay? And this is another thing that sometimes pisses people off when I say it, because they say, well, it just can't be that easy that you just, you know, just ignore the trauma. And it's not that you're ignoring it. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You're just also choosing not to be a victim to it anymore. It was, you know, it's something, many of the things that we see in our lives that we feel victimized by, those are things that happened in the past. And you can't be a victim of something that's happened in your past unless you actively choose to be, because it's in the fucking past, right? Sorry, I'm getting my dog just left the room again every time. I don't know what happened to him, but so It's in the past. So all we have about our past is our thoughts and our interpretation of it. Yes, it's different. And I hear you through my earphones right now saying, yeah, but we're dealing with alienation every day of our life and every day to come. Yeah, well, we don't know what's to come yet. So don't get ahead of yourself, right? You never know. And your results are always determined by the thoughts that you're thinking. So if you're thinking it's always going to be like this, you will make it always be like this. Okay. So we can change our outcomes and our perceptions of our outcomes and the whole world around us by the thoughts that we currently think. Okay. And so we can talk about the alienation up until today, up until this morning, up until 1 minute ago. Okay. And then we can look at all of those events and then decide how we want to bring them in and how we want to process and then how we want to utilize those things. Okay. And so if we just let them sit there and stew with the old ways of thinking, we are bound and determined to create only the same thing on repeat, Groundhog Day over and over. Okay. But when we choose to intentionally think thoughts that propel us, then that's when we change the narrative. We flip the script, right? We change the trajectory of our futures. And not only our future, yours and mine, but also all of those around us. And that also means our children, because I believe in energy. And so when we are thinking in a more positively charged way, or maybe not even always positive, there is negative. We have to have the negative and the positive. I've talked about that before too. But when we're thinking in a more productive way, then that frequency, that charge is going to propel us forward, okay? And not keep us bogged down. And that does change everything around us. It changes all of the energy around us. Okay. Sorry, I just kind of got off on a tangent there. That's the end of this. So the question I guess I will leave you with is, who do you want to be today, right? Who, and I said this in the last episode as well, who do you want to show up as? How do you want to identify yourself? And I think it's really, really helpful to go and sort of take an inventory, take stock of what you truly do think of yourself. Like today, as you're listening to this, what thoughts do I think about myself on the reg? How do I speak to myself? Do I speak kindly to myself? The things that I say to myself, do I say, oh, you're so stupid? Do I say, you know, those things that we think are just harmless? Oh, it's nothing. But you wouldn't talk to your child like that. Right? You wouldn't toss your best friend or to your grandma like that, right? Most of us anyway. So if you wouldn't say those things to others, then why are you saying them to yourself if you are? Okay? So check yourself for the negative self-talk. Okay? Check the dialogue that you have, the inner dialogue that you have. And then decide on purpose how you're going to start to speak to yourself. The tone with which you speak to yourself. Okay. Start to become aware of all of that. It really, trust me, I'm telling you, it matters. And here's the thing with this, you will have to be diligent. And with any new, especially when it comes to shifts in your mind, right? You're creating new neural pathways up there in your brain. And so you're going to have to actually pave that road. You're going to have to dig out the bluff. If you write the grassy areas, you're going to have to create new pathways up there in your brain. So it is work at first. Okay. But with repetition and with diligence, it will just be like a habitual thought, like all of the other ones that you've created, new beliefs that you've come up with because you were determined to believe those things or think those things. A belief is just a thought that you think on repeat until it becomes habit, till it becomes just ingrained in you. So it's the same here. You're just going to have to, I think this is can be the first, it's a little frustrating. But then after a couple weeks, I would say, of doing it, like catching or constantly trying to be acutely aware of your thoughts, your inner dialogue, then I find it hilarious. Like I often laugh out loud, multiple times a day, at the thoughts that occur, the chatter that happens in my brain. And then I just correct myself. No, love. No, that's not how we talk to ourselves anymore. You know? Yeah. So you just gently, kindly redirect your brain and remind it, like answer it. Like, yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore. We already made that decision. There's like no discussion about it. We're going to talk nicely. We're going to encourage, right? So that's how you do it. So just begin to notice. Just begin the conversation with yourself about who it is that you want to be and how do you want to identify? Because I know if you're thinking with your higher brain that most of you do not want to identify as a target parent or an alienated parent or any of the above. Now, like I said, I'm not saying that we need to deny that that is happening. Far from it. But I also want this to be a yes and. Like, and I'm so much more than that. That is something that I didn't choose. So I'm not going to let that define me, right? Let the things that you choose be the ones that define you. And the others are things that have happened. And what defines you is how you choose to respond. Okay, now I'm getting all talky-talky. Okay, that's it. Listen, if you guys would, as usual, if you haven't clicked the follow button, please do so. I've noticed there's been a bunch of new followers over the last week. So thank you guys so much. And also, I just saw yesterday, what a beautiful review this week from Susie Jump. So thank you so much for that, Susie. That was so heartfelt and gave me all kinds of warm fuzzies. So back at you. I would love to see you at the holiday group as well. And yes, if holiday group, still on Tuesdays, guys, we're doing it there. Let me know if you oppose to this, but I've created a private Facebook group and if you just send me a message, Instagram, in the show notes, send me a message and then I can send you an invite to that because that is definitely, you'll need an invite. Okay. And that way I think it'll be a good way to keep ourselves protected and at the same time feeling connected. Right. And so we'll do the group within that Facebook group, but also we can use the private group as a way to stay connected throughout the week. And that goes for anybody that's listening, anybody that's affected by alienation that's listening. Yeah. So that's all I got for you guys. Take care. Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I am so elated that you've chosen to share your time with me. You can find me on Instagram at Beyond the High Road Coaching. And you can also visit my website. If you liked what you heard today and you would like to hear more, please click subscribe so that you can be notified of new episodes. And thanks again, y'all. You are already in my heart. Till next time.